While lots of car repair places give lip service to the care and feeding of your car, only one name is on the lips of people who want to keep their cars for 200,000 miles or more.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops.
One repair chain is putting itself smack dab between you and the grim car reaper. Now, suppose I told you that chain has dedicated itself to helping you avoid car payments for as long as possible. I'll bet one name would be on your lips, too.
Thank you for calling Merlin. This is Don. How would you like to turn left at 100,000 miles and drive another 100,000 miles?
There's a drive for 200,000 going on at one place and one place only.
At Merlin, we care about you and your car.
Right now, you can get up to a $30 rebate on brake service at Merlin. Stop by for a free brake inspection or visit merlins.com for locations and to make an appointment.
About 8.9 million people in the U.S. use smokeless tobacco. Most of them know they need to quit. Enter Jake's Mint Chew. Looks and holds the same as the real thing, but it's made from all-natural USDA-certified organic mint. No tobacco, no nicotine. It simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco, but without the harmful side effects. In fact, Jake's Mint Chew is good for your digestive system and even freshens your breath. So order Jake's Mint Chew and make your wife, kids, dentist, and doctor all very happy. Purchase online by clicking on the banner or go to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
$0 due at inception plus license, title, and dock fee. 36-month courtesy car lease on a 2015 2.0 Turbo ATS and a 24-month courtesy car lease on a 2015 SRX. State sales tax included in prices. Chicago residents require use tax. 10,000 miles per year plus 25 cents per mile over. See dealer for details or visit wildcadillac.com. Offer good for 3 days following this message.
You hear that? All that fast talking? That's called Z-copy. Car dealers have to say it, but they don't want you to hear it. I'm Irwin Wild. Here's what I want to say, and here's what I want you to hear. If you want a new Cadillac, get it from me. I'll do whatever it takes to make it worth your while.
Illinois residents lease a 2015 ATS courtesy car for $279 a month with no down payment and sales tax included.
$279 a month. No down payment, sales tax included.
Or a 2015 SRX courtesy car for $309 a month with no down payment and sales tax included.
That's right. $309 a month, no down payment, sales tax included. Forget that fast-talking Z copy. Forget the small print. Get your next Cadillac from me and visit wildcadillac.com. I'll make it worth your while at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Now open Saturday for service.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
The next time you need auto parts and accessories, trust the parts professionals at the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. Professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto parts.
In. The Bulls and Blackhawks are both fighting for postseason glory. We're the only station in Chicago ready to deliver the level of playoff coverage you crave. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Just past 4 o'clock and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. The Bulls and Cavs tonight, Game 5 in Cleveland. Series all tied at 2 games apiece, and both teams are hurting. Kyrie Irving dealing with tendonitis in his right knee, among other things, but Tom Thibodeau says he's still dangerous.
You got most guys that are, something's hurting them this time of the year. So I know how explosive he is. So, you know, you can never let your guard down against anybody. A great player, oftentimes, you know, even when they're hurting, they can go out there and have huge nights. So you have to be ready.
Iman Shumpert also trying to shake off a sore groin. LeBron dealing with that sore left ankle that he turned late in Game 4 on Sunday. Pau Gasol, the first on the court this morning to work out, but he is a game-time decision to play because of that hamstring injury. Missed the entire game on Sunday, left early in Game 3. Early tip time tonight for Game 5 at 6 o'clock out in Cleveland. Also, Game 5 in Houston tonight. Clippers can close out the Rockets. And the Pelicans fired Monty Williams today after leading them to the playoffs. Baseball, Cubs and Mets will do it again tonight. Jake Arrieta on the hill against Noah Syndergaard, who is the Mets' top prospect, making his Major League debut at Wrigley.
It's incredible, the information that's out there. And again, I don't like too much information. I really like simple. And I don't like this inundation of just thoughts to put in somebody. It's such a reaction game. You give him a couple nuggets to deal with. The guys that have seen him before are going to talk to the guys that have not.
That's Joe Maddon on seeing Syndergaard for the very first time. He was talking with Spiegel and Goff earlier this afternoon, and you can hear his weekly conversation with Spiegel and Goff every Tuesday afternoon at noon or online at 670thescore.com. White Sox will be in Milwaukee tonight. Illinois Athletic Director Mike Thomas says he will look into the allegations of abuse and mistreatment by Tim Beckman. Former lineman Simon Savanovich sending out more than 150 tweets in about 7 hours on Sunday, blasting the Illini program. Hockey, the Blackhawks and Ducks wait to get the Western Conference final underway. Also, Michael Roosevelt surgery today on his ankle. He'll need 4 months to recover. The Bears claim tight end Chris Pantaly from the Jets today. And Patriots fans showed up at the NFL offices today to protest the punishment for the deflated ball scandal. And they were all arrested when they wouldn't leave the NFL offices. Get out of the building, please. Jumpstart your energy savings with free products from People's Gas and North Shore Gas. Get free programmable thermostats, showerheads, CFLs, and more installed. Call 844-FOR-JUMP. Save more with rebates for energy upgrades like air sealing and insulation. Call 844-FOR-JUMP. That's 844-FOR-JUMP. F-O-R-JUMP. Your Menards 670 weather forecast for today. Partly cloudy skies tonight, going down to an overnight low of 41 degrees tomorrow. Sunny, though, with a high of just 55. I'm Matt Riddlewald, and you're listening to the radio home of White Sox baseball. Next game on the score tonight, 6:30, when the White Sox take on the Brewers on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Webb Hyundai. Visit WebHyundai.com today.
Boars and Bernstein.
Shut it down.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 405 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Still looking for a real call at 312-644-6767. An intelligent call or a fun call or some kind of call that isn't an idiot.
Well,
it's not a lunatic.
It's been more than more crazy than
lunatic.
Than idiocy. We're getting stuff.
I want to do that. I'll go out in the streets.
Getting weird racist conspiracies in the Super Bowl. Is some of the Tom Brady hatred rooted in that?
Yes. I mean, let's go yes on that one.
We have a guy pretending to be a lawyer who's not a lawyer and might as well be saying he's Napoleon. And then we have another guy in a truck making odd predictions and telling us what kind of shirt he's wearing. This reminds me of like the days when I used to work at Channel 2 and answer the calls for the crazy people. It was part of my job.
Dad used to call us sometimes, too. It's not like it's a new breed.
But they sent him to me. They always sent him to me. Like, I was the person to deal with the people who claimed to be seeing heavenly visions and wanted Channel 2 to come out because they had to have video of Jesus. And, I mean, Where's Jesus? I was expecting to see him at the last remote in Elk Grove Village.
Where is Jesus?
But Show Jesus did not show up.
Off stride.
In Gray's Lake, Matt is on the score.
Yeah, hi, guys. I'm sorry. While I was waiting for you, Jorge Posada called. I missed that call, but he did leave a message that he was misquoted in his own book.
Yes, indeed.
I'm from New York, and yes, that was big news at the time.
Okay.
That there was bad blood between he and Girardi, and he even sat out a game where he was assigned to bat ninth. And he refused to play because he felt disrespected.
How much did he have left at that time?
Not a whole lot. You know, he just was not the guy he had been. And they were just looking at doing what was best for the team, and he was basically at the end of his career and didn't want to let go.
Wow.
That's a real diva act there if you won't play in a game because you're batting ninth.
It is, Sam. Thank you for the call. Thanks. I wasn't sure. I don't remember it. I don't remember any real conflict. And of course, again, not a Yankee fan, not interested in being one. So I wasn't aware that he was pulling that sort of a diva act. But if you want to write a book and say Joe Girardi's an idiot, go ahead. But I think that's probably completely incorrect. And you, sir, are the one who looks like an idiot.
I'm not surprised he's out today, even though the series is tied 2-2. Usually he waits for his team to have vanquished somebody.
Uh-oh.
But Cleveland Mike is on the score.
Bernstein, that's not true. Hello, boy.
What's happening, Mike?
Mike, how are you?
As if I care. I just want to be like the rest of your callers. Hey, you remember when I called you 20 years ago?
Unfortunately, I
do. Actually, sadly,
actually,
I might.
We do remember when you called 20 years ago.
Oh, but
I do anyway.
I've been busy. I'm into my history stuff, so I really haven't had time for this playoff. But the boys told me, they said, call the score. They said they need to hear from you, so here I am.
Well,
and you know what I'm predicting, right?
I don't.
What do you got?
I'm not sure, and usually, like you said, we don't care.
Yeah, but what is he predicting?
I don't know. Everybody's hurt. But I think the boys will come through in the end, just like we did in the Civil War. You know, that thing, that big thing they had back in 1861. They got all those Ohioans to win it for you boys.
The Blue Jackets, right?
Oh, my God.
You're a thing, Mike. Calls it to entertain himself, and that's just fine.
We had a lot of that today, by
the way. At least we know he's crazy, though.
Yeah, we know he's crazy.
Yeah, so that works out perfectly. In Peoria, Aubrey is on the score.
Hi, I was just curious. There's a chance that this Tom Brady situation gets to a legal court. Is that right?
Very unlikely.
I don't think so. I think I do not believe that's going to happen.
Okay, so, I mean, I was just kind of curious on the whole appeal process then, because I was wondering if this gets to a legal aspect, if people start getting subpoenaed, couldn't this get a lot worse for them?
Of course. I mean, that's why nobody wants that.
Yeah. Because, and Brady have to turn over his phone.
Yeah, because they know what happened. I was just curious if that did get to court, if the NFL could come back and then re-rule on that, or...
It all gets worse for everybody if it gets into an actual court, because then it gets ridiculously expensive, and then people are under oath, and then everything has to be turned over on discovery, and you've got all sorts of headaches.
And Aubrey, I think it has a good chance of getting knocked down a bit as it is under appeal.
Right.
I mean, I don't think you need to spend the money or have Tom Brady give you his phone or whatever else he's got. I don't think it's necessary, and I don't remember anybody doing it. I don't remember. Did Saints take the NFL to court?
No. Keith at Oak Forest, you're on the score. Keith?
Hey, guys. I'm trying to figure out, maybe you guys can enlighten me here. Why does Tibbs run his offense through Joakim Noah? I was at a couple of playoff games, and when he gets the ball, he either throws it right back out.
He's not running his offense through him right now. What happens?